James Annis, the Canadian violinist there with the music of Beethoven, and that's what it's all about this week, again, as we're just over a week away from what we believe to be the 250th anniversary of Ludwig van Beethoven's birth. Arts and music organizations are celebrating all over the world. Dozens of recordings have been released. Let's talk about what's happening at Koerner Hall. Mark Wigmore with you here on the New Classical FM. James Annis is here, born in Brandon, Manitoba, and raised within a highly artistic family. His devotion to the violin at a young age took him to the Royal Society of Canada, the Meadowmount School, and Juilliard. Eventually, he took the stages of the world and began a recording career that has earned him 11 Juno Awards and 2 Grammys, a gramophone as well. He was made a member of the Order of Canada a decade ago. Here on the New Classical FM, you've heard James perform everything from solo Paganini and Lush Vaughan Williams to Mendelssohn with his Seattle Chamber Music Society, where he's enjoyed years as artistic director. He's worked with maestro Sir Andrew Davis, Ivan Fischer, Pavel Yarvi, Vladimir Ashkenazi, and the orchestras of Boston, London, New York, LA, and Vienna. Last season, he was artist in residence with the Dallas Symphony Orchestra. Of course, he's played all the great halls, Wigmore, Carnegie, and Koerner here in Toronto, and that's our focus today. James is getting ready to beam 4 Beethoven concerts from Koerner Hall beginning Thursday. It's all part of Beethoven 250 celebrations, and you can watch by picking up tickets at rcmusic.com. It is my pleasure to welcome James Annis to the Oasis, and great to be with you, James.
Oh, great to hear from you. Nice to have a chance to chat.
Absolutely. Take a break from what has been surely a very busy schedule. You've been working hard to rework this festival during a very challenging time, along with Mervon Mehta at Koerner Hall. You'll be on stage often as the live streams begin on Thursday. It's so much work. I want to talk about the actual concerts in a moment, but at 30,000 feet, where is Beethoven sitting in your mind during this 250 year and while you're rehearsing so much?
Well, it's been a great joy that this festival has been going ahead. I got to say that Mervon Mehta over at Koerner Hall, the Royal Conservatory, they have been just such a bright light at the end of a pretty dark tunnel.
Sure.
Knowing that this festival, I mean, despite all of the challenges and all of the restrictions, that Mervon has assured us every step of the way, we're going to do it. We're going to make something happen. You know, well, if it's only 500 people in all, if it's only 200 people in all, if it's 50 people, if it's no people. And, you know, for me and my colleagues involved, is that incredibly just kind of heartwarming to know that there's something out there that we can really look forward to. And this Beethoven year, you know, there were so many exciting projects throughout the year to celebrate this 250th birthday that, because of the circumstances, had to be canceled. And so I think maybe here coming right at the end of 2020, finally getting to have this really intense, immersive week here, it means even more than I thought it would.
We heard moments from the great Jan Lachesky last week, an interview we ran last week on the program. The pianist talking about how some Beethoven pieces are completely confident, really working within convention, but others really color outside the lines. And for musicians, it's such a rewarding challenge to dig into the material and usually a revelation, even if you've performed it, you know, dozens or hundreds of times. I mean, where does that sit for you?
Yeah, I think that the greatest music always has the opportunity to be new in every experience. And, you know, right now this whole week I'm working with great friends, but all of the collaborations are new in the sense that none of us have played any of these pieces in this exact combination before.
Right.
And that's been fun, you know, playing all of these, all 10 of the sonatas for piano and violin with Stuart Goodyear. I mean, Stuart is, of course, well known for his Beethoven. He plays these marathon concerts with all the piano sonatas. And
especially this year, his big record he put out as well. So.
Yeah, that fabulous recording of all the piano concerti. But this is, despite having played together before, this is our first time going through Beethoven sonatas. And today, just even during rehearsal today, I really just kind of found myself under my mask smiling, thinking, you know, how nice this is that that these pieces that, of course, I know them really well and I've played them so many times, there was something new and different going on. And I thought, you know, how lucky we are to be the ones that get to share this music with an audience.
If you're just joining us, Grammy and Juno award-winning and world-renowned violinist James Ennis is with us. The Beethoven 250 Festival at Kerner Hall continues this week through the Royal Conservatory of Music. James helped to curate the festival. And if you would like to pick up tickets, rcmusic.com, and just look for the performance section. You're in rehearsals. I know it's been a really busy time. What's it like at this moment? I know there's a lot of, you know, musical chairs going on and so on.
Yeah, well, just dealing with, you know, travel restrictions and health issues and logistics, this Beethoven Festival has been reinvented kind of over and over and over. But I'm really proud of what we've been able to do to keep it moving forward in a meaningful way. A number of the concerts that had been planned has had to be pushed out into, you know, later seasons. Or we've managed not cancel too many, but a lot of them are things are, it's like, stay tuned for a later date.
Yeah, right. I mean, even but, I was talking to Merv on last week, and I mean, by the time I had had the printed copy, the ink was still drying, and he already had changes for me.
Oh, so yeah,
it's like
every
that.
Time we talk, the conversation starts like, well, okay, what's the newest emergency today?
Yeah, but, it's just the way it is.
You know, it's been great. You know, as musicians, you know, we love being with one another and rehearsing and exploring the music. The live streamed performances are different and they're weird. You know, because you don't have that sort of two-way interaction with your audience, but we've all gotten used to it, I'd say, as the years gone on, and we've done more and more of it. And of course, the great thing about it is that formerly, of course, a concert your audience was limited to people that could be in a certain place at a certain time, and that's of course the great advantage of these streamed events, is that it opens them up kind of for anybody, and they can watch it when they want to. And I think that's a real bonus. You're trying to look for silver linings, right?
Let's go over it a little. Thursday, you get started. You're with Charles Richard Amelin, who's been number one on our new Classical FM Top 20 charts with his latest Beethoven disc. And as well, you'll be with members of the new Orford String Quartet. And then I know you're working very, very, that's Thursday night, by the way, and you're working very hard with who we've just talked about, Stuart Goodyear, and three concerts with him. Have I got that right?
Yeah, that's right. Friday, Saturday, Sunday with the complete sonatas of Beethoven for violin and piano.
Outstanding, which we just heard a little bit of there. We're going to listen to a little more of your music, but people can take part. Once again, rcmusic.com. Go to the performances section. And as James just mentioned, yes, they have premiere dates and hours, but at the same time, you still have about 48 hours or maybe even longer in some cases where you can watch a sort of a la carte. So, and there's also package deals that you can purchase as well. Really, a real pleasure to spend some time with you, James, as we get to more of your music. Thank you for spending a little time with us this afternoon.
Oh, my pleasure. Good to talk to you.
Let's get to Beethoven Sonata number 3, James Ennis in performance here on the New Classical FM.